Across Tamworth and the Northwest Slopes and Plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Well, there's a 13th star sign, according to NASA. So, thought I'd say this before we do famous birthdays, because this could change everything. All of those star signs I've been reading out, half of them are wrong. In fact, I'm supposed to be a Libra, but with this 13th star sign, which is called Ophiuchus, O-P-H-I-U-C-H-U-S. It's not even an easy one to say, which NASA has invented from November 29 to December 17, where you used to be a Sagittarius, I'm assuming. Unfortunately, now you're an Ophiuchus, and it's a snake round a stick. It looks a bit like the, you know what you see on a doctor's card? Do they still have those ones with the snake on them? That's a bit like that. I was a Libra, now I'm a Virgo. It changes everything. What if you're married, according to your star sign? What if you did anything? I mean, do I get my money back for all those Melbourne Cup tips that we did on because I was that star sign? Your lucky number is this, and it didn't win? Well, no wonder it didn't win. People are freaking out after discovering they may have been following the wrong star sign for years. The panic among Zodiac fans? Comes after experts, so-called experts at NASA, announced the stars had shifted, creating a 13th sign. It's called Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus. That's a stupid word too. It's symbolised by a snake bearer and is for people born between November 29 and December 17. Astrological signs are determined by the sun's position in relation to a constellation on your day of birth. Yeah, get that. Ancient astrologers, and that's where we should leave it, because they're the ones that had it, wanted to chart the 360-degree path of the sun in a mathematically pleasing 12 equal parts, each one of 30 degrees. Sounds like fair enough. Leave it how it is. NASA, who are so-called experts in astronomy, which isn't astrology, which is the scientific study of everything in outer space, first cast doubt over the astrology signs back in 2016. The sky has shifted because Earth's axis, the North Pole, doesn't point in quite the same direction, the NASA post reads, explaining why 3,000... It sounds like an April Fool's joke, this, doesn't it? What's the date? It's a July... It's a July Fool's... If true, the 13th sign has a knock-on effect on other star signs, including some Scorpios, who would now become Libras, and Capricorns, who are now apparently Sagittarians. And Libras, who are now... And I'm smack in the middle of Libra, and now I'm smack in the middle of Virgo. It's not clear why the story has resurfaced, but it casts doubt over everything Zodiac lovers know, and Twitter is blowing up. A lot of people saying they refuse to believe it, while others have labelled it crap, and some have rejected the idea of changing star signs completely. I mean, it changes your whole life, doesn't it? If you've lived your life by the... If you've ever paid an astrologer to give you a horoscope, well, it might be all wrong now. You might still be the same star sign. Cancer is 21st of June to the 23rd of July. It's now 20th of July to August the 10th. I'm not copping this, I'm sorry. It changes everything. You can't just do that, NASA. Go fly to the moon or something.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
Here's a Tuesday Life Hack. The Tuesday Life Hack we're doing is just random facts. Random things to know. So, if you're having trouble working out the percentage of something, X percent of Y equals Y percent of X. So, for example, if you're trying to work out 4% of 75, I don't know why you would be, but just as an example, 4% of 75, flip it around and do 75% of 4, which is 3. It's the same answer. So 4% of 75 equals 75% of 4. So if you're having trouble, say, you know, I don't know, 5% of 20, you do 20% of 5, which is 1. So it's an interesting one, that one, isn't it? One that you should, they should teach you that one at school. I don't remember. X percent of Y equals Y percent of X. There you go. We've all learned something.
Tamworth's own 1287 2TM and 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Look, the coronavirus dramas they've had over there in the USA haven't stopped the gun stupidity going on, which is great for me because it gives me a little bit of content. Yorktown, New York, a 21-year-old Yorktown man told police he was target shooting in the hallway of his home. Yeah, target shooting in his hallway. When one of the bullets entered his neighbour's shower where a woman was bathing. Officials said no one was injured from the incident. Connor Scanlon of Friends Row, Friends Row, in Yorktown was charged Sunday with first-degree reckless endangerment, a felony, criminal mischief and prohibited use of a weapon when he allegedly fired bullets in his home, piercing the walls of his neighbour's home. What did he think was going to happen? Scanlon was arrested and arraigned by video conference before Judge Salvatore Ligonia in the Yorktown Justice Court. Scanlon's neighbours called police about 3:45 p.m. last Sunday when they heard loud bangs and repeated hits to the side of their home. Imagine that. The district attorney said Yorktown police responded and found several bullet holes in the siding of both Scanlon's home and the adjoining house. The 21-year-old told police, "I've been shooting a 22 caliber rifle in the hallway of my home. I was just doing some target practice. I had no idea it was going to go through the drywall." Police took the gun along with several other rifles and related paraphernalia. The rifle, of course, in America is a legally owned weapon, so there's no charges resulting from that. And the lady who was just having a shower and a bullet smacked into the wall right next to her while she was mid-shower can consider herself very lucky.
Wake up and face the day with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.
Here's a Tuesday life hack for you. Now, I want to preface this one by saying, I don't know if this works for crocodiles. If you're attacked by an alligator and your arm is in its jaws, push, don't pull. If you can push the flap open at the back of its throat, water rushes in and it starts to drown and will open jaws, hopefully releasing you. Of course, that's incumbent on it attacking you in the water. If you're not in the water, you open the flap, you just make it more angry and it probably takes your arm straight off. If you're attacked by a gator and your arm is in its jaws, push, don't pull. If you can push the flap open at the back of its throat, water rushes in and it starts to drown and it will open its jaws, thereby releasing you. Now, there's a Tuesday life hack, in case you ever go to Florida.
Wake up and face the day with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.